Dr. Pinsky, dictating a mail I am Ian Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Young, Y-O-U-N-G, Jr. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Young as described in my report of 11-4-19. This pertained to the current subject injury of 1-17-18. He now describes that he's a 55-year-old male who was injured at work in 2018 when he fell off of a dump truck. But as a result, he believes he injured his back. But he did not undergo any surgery. But about 2 years ago, he declined injections and surgery when he last received treatment. But he denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Paired the paragraph, as per the additional medical documentation supplied, on 12-19-22, he was issued an order for medical benefits. He had applied for review or modification of his formal award. He underwent flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine on 8/30/21 that was read as normal with no instability. He also had an MRI the same day compared to the study of 2/23/18. It showed multi-level degenerative joint disease and degenerative disc disease, worst at L4-5 with moderate bilateral foraminal narrowing. There was no significant foraminal narrowing for the remainder of the levels. There was no central canal stenosis and no vertebral compression or significant stress-reactive marrow edema. He underwent a neurosurgical neutral treatment evaluation by Dr. Deutsch on 5/21/21. Brady summarized the petitioner's course of treatment to date. He now is complaining of right-sided low back pain. This has gotten progressively worse. However, his radicular symptoms did not return. He is unable to shovel for 10 minutes without being in significant pain. He sometimes takes an Aleve multiple times per week. He had continued home exercises after being in formal physical therapy. The results of diagnostics of 2/23/18 were listed. These included lumbar MRI and cervical MRI. He also had flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine at 3/15/18. Put this in bold. Check if those results were already in my prior reports, so we don't have to retype them. Dr. Deutsch concluded that Mr. Young opined he required additional treatment for the low back. The most recent MRI demonstrated disc desiccation at L3-4 and L4-5 with an annular tear on the far left at L4-5. There was also neuroforaminal stenosis at L4-5, greater on the left. Mr. Young then was seen in the same group by pain specialist Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, beginning, he saw Dr. Deutsch again later on 10/15/21. He had a recent MRI of the lumbar spine on 8/30/21. They reviewed its results, and he stated they were similar to the previous lumbar MRI in 2018. There's loss of height at L4-5 with a small inferiorly protruding herniation at that level. Paired x-rays demonstrated facet hypertrophy bilaterally at L4-5, but no instability in flexion and extension views. Paired he had undergone epidural steroid injections to the cervical spine by Dr. Paul in the interim. Period. These provided nearly 100% sustained relief. Period. He also did come under the pain specialist care of Dr. Patel on 11-12-21. Period. She also noted the results of his diagnostic studies. And recommended facet injection to the lumbar spine. Paired a series of injections, including radio frequency ablation, were rendered through 5/26/22. Dr. Patel monitored his progress through 6/24/22 after undergoing radio frequency ablation on the right at L3-4 on 5/26/22. Period. She scheduled him for additional injections under fluoroscopy. These were completed through at least 5/26/22. Period. Dr. Patel's visit of 6/24/22. He was following up after right L3-4 radio frequency ablation on 5/26/22. Period for about 3 weeks. He had 100% pain relief. Period about a week ago, his pain started to return. Now at a 6/10 level, mostly located along the right low back without any radicular symptoms. Pretty takes 4 Aleve every morning to alleviate his pain. Period. Dr. Patel then recommended an Intracept INTRACEPTA procedure. Period. Physical exam. He was wearing work boots that appeared to be new. Period. Extremities lower normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right. Elicited only a stretch in the hamstring, but no low back or radicular pain. Period on the left, no low back or radicular pain was elicited at 90 degrees. Period. Impressions. Craig Young Jr. was originally injured at work on 1/17/18, as marked in my prior report. Period since evaluated here, he evidently received an order approving settlement on 2/24/20 in the amount of 30% partial total. Period, he then filed an application for review of that award. Period, he then was seen by Dr. Deutsch for a need for a treatment evaluation on 5/21/21. Paired, he did believe further treatment was necessary. Paired, Mr. Young then returned to the pain management care of Dr. Patel. Paired, he accepted several injections from her along with physical therapy. Paired, repeat lumbar studies were done on 8/30/21 that appear to have been similar to those previously performed. Period. He also underwent updated MRI of the cervical spine, also on 2/13/18. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found he had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant. disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Paired neural tension signs were negative. Paired my opinions relative to causation and permanency will be inserted from the prior report. Period. End.